到诗篇第一篇。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bible to the Book of Psalms, Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇。
Third chapter of the Book of Psalms.
我们一起来把这一篇读一遍。
We will read the Psalm together.
第一节来。
Verse 1.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路。不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的肺中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。好，请低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow our head and have a word of prayer?
主，感谢你早晨，你再次召集你的儿女一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, we give thanks to you this morning. Once again, you gather your children before you.
我们感谢你，我们都是蒙恩的儿女，我们常常能够来到神座前，把我们内心的感谢再献给你。
Thank you for we are all children saved by grace, so often we can come in your presence to offer to you our thanksgiving.
你不仅叫我们罪得赦免，叫我们得到那个永远生命，好叫我们因着生命继续活在你的跟前来过地上的年日。
Not only have you saved us our sins, but also you have given us this life by which we can conduct ourselves in this world's journey.
我们更感谢你常常把你的话赐给我们，好像真的在你话语的光中行走，在光明当中，免得我们得罪你。
We even thank you more for you often give us your word, so in the light of your word we can walk before you so that we don't sin against you.
早晨仍然求你借圣灵把你的话再说在我们心中。
This morning once again speaking to our hearts your word through your spirit.
好像你的话更多显明在我们生活在我们生命当中的时候，我们所在服事的里面更多蒙受你的喜悦。
As your word is manifesting our livings, then our services will be more acceptable to you.
因此早晨我们一同等候仰望你的时候，你真是向我们说话。
This morning as we wait together and hope in you, Lord, speak to us.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 让早晨耶和弟兄姊妹一同来，思想诗篇第一篇。
Now this morning together we will consider Psalm 1.
我想这一首诗歌呢，诗篇是许多弟兄姊妹比较熟悉的一篇诗。
I believe this psalm is most familiar to many of our brothers and sisters.
那诗篇呢，乃是说到旧约圣徒他们在神的面前的一些属灵的生命经历的一个感觉的发表。
This psalms are actually the expression of all the feeling sentiment of the saints in Old Testament as they conduct their lives in their pilgrimage.
当这些作诗的人他们在各种环境各种遭遇当中的时候，把他们内心对神的感受借诗歌把它发表出来。
So in their various encounters and circumstances through all these psalms they simply express their sentiment.
不管他们在顺境当中或是在逆境当中，他们常常借着诗把他们里面对神的一个感受或是用反应把它借诗歌把它写出来。
All these psalms are written when they have this kind of feeling toward God, whether they are in prosperous or in adverse circumstances.
有时他们在喜乐当中在顺境当中的时候他们在称颂赞美感谢神。
In their joy, in their prosperous way, they simply offer their praises and thanksgiving to God.
有时候他们在苦难当中的时候他们在呼求他们呼吁神的拯救神的怜悯。
In their hardship, they cry out to God for His mercy, for His deliverance.
有时候他们在那犯罪得罪神的时候因着神的管教 他们在那求神的赦免，求神的怜悯。
Or when they sin because of God's chastening, they ask for God's compassion and ask for God's forgiveness.
有时候他们都在许多困苦，痛苦当中，许多忧伤，许多思念当中的时候，他们从内心里面也在那边向神发出祷告的声音。
In their distress, grief and agony, they also cry out of the depths of their heart to their God.
甚至有时候他们落在许多困惑当中的时候，好像对神也有一些疑问，他们也借诗歌把他们里面的情绪把它发表出来。
Even in their bafflement or doubt toward their God, in their adversity, they simply express it all in their words.
所以他们这些诗歌或是说，当我们读这些诗歌的时候，我们可以看见这些作诗的人。
So when we come to read the Psalms, we realize these psalmists.
他们即使遭遇在不同环境里面，他们的确能够从神那里得到神的安慰、扶持，得到神的一个鼓励。
Regardless of their circumstances, they are always being upheld, comforted, and encouraged by God.
但诗篇里面也有一些预言的诗。
And there are also prophecies in Psalms,
特别讲到基督的预言，
especially about the prophecies about Christ.
当基督的灵感动作诗的人的时候，他们就把基督将来所要做成的一切事情，借他们的诗歌把它发表出来。
Especially when the Spirit of Christ touches upon all these psalmists, so these psalmists express their insight through all these poems.
所以整篇整卷诗篇是一个非常丰富、非常内容非常丰富的一卷书。
So the book of Psalms is very rich in its content.
所以史布真曾经给那个诗篇的写了一本注解。
Therefore, Brother Spurgeon once wrote an expository book on Psalms.
这本注解书就称为大卫的宝藏。
It's called The Treasures of David.
表明说在这个诗篇里面充满了许多宝藏，许多宝贵的东西。
It tells us that in the book of Psalms, they are treasures, precious things.
所以为什么古今中外许多圣徒他们那么喜欢诗篇呢？
That is why nowadays or even before home and abroad, all the people just love Psalms.
因为的确我们基督徒属灵生活里面也会经历到像作诗的人他们各种的遭遇各种的情形。
Indeed, Christian lives encounter all kinds of situations as psalmists did.
有时候喜乐，有时候又忧伤。
Sometimes we are joyful, other times we are sorrowful.
有时候是落在许多痛苦里面，因着神的管教，因着神的一个刑罚。
And sometimes because of God's chastening, His punishment, we fall into agony.
或是落到一些试炼里面。
Or into trials.
当这样的光景、当这样处境的时候，当我们去读这些诗篇的话的时候
，When we are in such a situation and when we come to read the book of Psalms,
我们就感受到当时写诗的人好像也有这样的感受。
We feel the exact sentiment of those psalmists did.
所以里面我们就有反应。
So within us, we have this reaction.
我们就觉得在诗篇里面所说话实在是非常宝贵，实在非常的好。
Then we feel all the words in the book of Psalms are so wonderful and so precious.
这就是为什么许多人那么喜欢读诗篇的一个很重要的原因。
And this is one of the very important reasons that a lot of people love the book of Psalms.
那诗篇第一篇呢？
And Psalm 1.
这一篇可以说是整卷诗篇的一个纲要。
We could say this is the general guidelines of the whole book of Psalms.
一个序言
A preface.
因为这篇诗里面讲到两种人
Because in this psalm, it speaks of two kinds of people.
一个义人和一个恶人
The righteous as opposed to the wicked.
讲到这两个人的生活情形是一个完全截然不同的一个情形
It speaks of the stark contrast of the two different living of these two people.
也讲到这两种人，他们最终的结局命运也是完全不一样的。
It also tells us of the final outcome of their lives, which are also totally different.
当我们去读诗篇的时候呢
？So when we come to study the book of Psalms,
在很多诗篇里面一再讲到义人和恶人。
time again in all these psalms that we see the righteous versus the wicked.
一直看见这两种人他们的生活表现和 看见他们的命运结局是怎样。
We see the different outcomes of their lives and the way they carry themselves.
有一个很显明的一个对比在那里。
Here we see a distinct comparison.
所以第一篇里面就让我们可以看见这个义人、恶人这两个对比，借这这篇诗呢，把它很简要、很纲要说明出来。
So Psalm 1 tells us very precisely, concisely about the stark contrast between the righteous and the wicked.
所以早晨我们一同来思想这一篇，讲到一个义人和一个恶人。
So this morning, let's all consider this righteous versus the wicked.
所以第一节到第三节就讲到这个一个义人，他是怎样一种人。
So verses 1 to verse 3 tell us what kind of righteous people they are.
他生活是怎样的生活。
What kind of life they live.
第四节到第六节就讲到这个恶人。
Now verses 4 to 6 tell us about this wicked.
那这样的 第一个，现在我们来看这个义人他是怎样一种人呢。
So there's no fellowship on the righteous man. What kind of person he is.
在这第二节说这人便有福，这个有福应该是在原文里面应该是在第一节头一个字。
Now in Chinese Bible blessed is placed in second verse, but actually it should be the first word in verse 1, blessed.
所以第一节开头应该是说这个一个有福的人，他是不从恶人计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
So blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
这个有福呢，在原文里面它是个多数的。
This blessed in its original language is plural.
那意思就是说，这个有福的人，这个义人是被称为一个有福的人。
Meaning the righteous is called the blessed.
他是得到许多祝福的一个人。
He's the one who has received many blessings.
这个人实在是一个福上加福的人。
A man who has bliss from bliss.
所以我们看义人就是一个承受许多祝福的一个人。
So a righteous man is one who has received so many blessings.
谁是义人呢？
Now who is this righteous?
罗马书第四章那里告诉我们。
In Romans 4 we read.
神算为义的人是一个有福的人。
Blessed is he God in to whom God imputes righteousness. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven. Blessed are those whose sins are covered.
So we can see a man, a God,被神所称为义人，他是个有福的人。
So here we see a man who is called by God, a righteous one is blessed.
他得到赦免的这个人，他是一个有福的人。
The one who has received God's forgiveness is blessed.
原来他是一个有罪的人，神现在算他不是一个有罪的人，他是一个有福的人。
Blessed is he who originally was a sinner, but now the Lord called him righteous.
所以我们看见这个义人就是个有福人，他所承受的福是许多的福。
So the righteous is the blessed one, and all the blessings have been poured upon him.
所以保罗在以弗所书第一章那里告诉我们。
And in Ephesians 1, as Paul says,
他说在基督里面，神曾将天上属灵各样福气赐给我们。
In Christ, God has given us all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
一个称义的人，神把天上各样属灵福气赐给他。
A justified man has received all the spiritual blessings from heaven.
所以底下保罗就讲了许多福气是什么福气呢？
And next Paul tells us what kind of blessings this person has.
神在创世之前在基督里面就拣选了我们。
Such as before the foundation of the world, he has chosen us in Christ.
我们在基督里面得到儿子的名分。
And also in Christ, we have received this adoption as sons.
我们既然耶稣爱子的血，我们得赦免，得蒙救赎，罪得赦免。
And also we have redemption through the blood of the beloved Son, and our sins are forgiven.
我们在基督里面得了基业。
Therefore, in Christ, we also received inheritance.
我们在基督里面，我们成为一个有盼望的人。
In Christ, we have become people of hope.
所以我们看到许多的福都是在基督里面神赐给了我们。
So here we see all these blessings are given to us in Christ.
我们这些被神所称义的人，我们现在在基督里面就承受神许多的祝福。
All of us who are justified by God in Christ have received all these blessings.
所以我们看见这个有福的人，这个被神所称义的人，他的生活是一种怎样生活呢？
So this blessed one, this righteous person, let's consider what kind of life he conducts in this world.
头一个，他是过一个分别为圣的生活。
First, he lives a sanctified life.
所以第一节就告诉我们说，这个有福的人，他是不从恶人的计谋，他是不占罪人的道路，他是不做亵慢人的座位。
Therefore, in verse 1, we read, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
在这里讲了恶人。
Here, the wicked.
在我们观念里面，好像恶人就是一个行了许多恶事的人，我们说这是一个恶人。
In our notion, we say a wicked person is the one who has done so many iniquities, so he is wicked.
但是圣经里面讲他恶人，不是说到他是行许多恶。
But in the Bible, it does not refer to the person who has done many wicked things.
圣经里面讲到恶人，乃是讲到一个不信的人。
Instead, it means an unbeliever.
一个不敬虔，一个反对神、抵挡神的一个人。
And ungodly, the one who opposes God, who resists God.
所以诗篇里面一直在讲恶人的时候，是在旧约里面讲恶人，是指到他们是一个不信的人。
So, time again, the Old Testament, when the Bible speaks of the wicked, it means this one is an unbeliever.
所以一个蒙恩被神称有福的人，他是生活是不从恶人的计谋。
So a man who is justified by God, who has received grace from him, is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
我们知道今天地上许多不信的人，他们有许多筹算，他们有许多计谋，他们有许多的想法。
We know that even today in this world, there are so many unbelievers. They have their own counsel, their own thoughts, and their own ideas.
他们有许多的说法来教导人，来叫他们跟从他们。
They have all kinds of sayings so that people would follow them.
所以我们看见今天地上有许多被称为所谓顾问的人。
Therefore, we see that in this world, many people are called advisors, counselors.
他指导人告诉人说，你在生活上遇到一些问题的时候，他们有些谋略，他们有些方法。他们可以来解决你的问题。
Therefore, they would give you advice. They would give you show you some methods for you to tackle with your own problems.
你只要照他们计谋，照他们的说法，就能够解决你生活上许多问题。
As long as you follow their counsel, their teaching, then you will be able to resolve many life issues.
就可以解决今天地上世界上许多的问题。
Or to resolve all the worldly problems.
但圣经告诉我们说，人常常中了自己的计谋，落到那网络里面。
But the Bible teaches that we often fall into our own counsel and fall into the snare.
所以一个义人，一个有福的人，他是不从不照着世人的这些不信的人他们这些想法做法去行。
Therefore, a righteous one, the blessed one, does not follow the counsels of the world.
他们也不站在恶人的道路上。
Nor do they stand in the path of sinners.
他们不站在同一条道路上。
They do not sit in the same path, stand in the same path.
这些义人，这些有福人，他们行事为人和世人是不一样的。
The righteous one, the blessed one, walk differently from the world.
这里讲到罪人，讲到亵慢人，都是恶人不同方面的表现。
Here, all these the sinners or the scornful are simply different aspects of their acts of the wicked one.
他们也不坐在亵慢人的座位上。
They do not sit in the seat of the scornful.
座位就讲了一种，他有一种词分，他有一种好像他有一个职位，他在那边做一个教导的人。
Now the seat represents the officeship and the status on which this person possesses.
他们在说一些话，在这里说他们是一个亵慢人的人。
They are blasphemers. They speak words against God.
所以我们看见今天地上不信的人常常用一些话来藐视轻看神和他的儿女们。
So here we see in this world, non-believers often speak against, blasphemed against, despise children of God.
耻笑他们。
And they ridicule them.
说这些有福人、称义的人，他们所信的是个虚假的，是一个缥缈无、虚无的一些东西。
They say all these people who believe in something worthless,something insubstantial.
所以头一个让我们可以看见一个有福的人，他们生活和世人是有别、有分别的。
So here the first we see the life of the blessed is different from that of the world.
这是消极方面的。
Now this is passively speaking.
那么这些有福的人，他们生活是根据什么呢？
And also on what basis do these blessed ones base their life?
第二节就告诉我们，原来他们整个生活准则乃是根据神的律法、神的话。
Now here the verse one, two tells us that the basis of their living is upon God's word, His law.
是神的话将引导他们、带领他们过地上的生活。
It's God's word that leads them to conduct themselves in this world.
因着他的话，他们知道如何在地上过一个分别为圣的生活。
Because of God's word, they know how to live a sanctified life.
并且他们在那边喜爱耶和华的律法。
And there they delight themselves in the law of the Lord.
他们过生活呢是讨神喜悦的一种生活。
Their life is acceptable to God.
我们知道诗篇里面还有一篇119篇，特别是讲论到神律法的一篇诗。
We know that in Psalm 119 is another psalm that specifically refers to God's word.
诗篇119篇，它全部有176节。
There are 176 verses in Psalm 119.
除了有4节没有提到神的话以外
，Only 4 verses do not mention the word of God.
作诗的人都在提到神的话。
The psalmist mentions God's word in every verse.
他在那里用8个词来形容神的话。
The psalmist uses 8 terms to describe God's word.
他说到神的话是一个律法。
God's word is law, testimony.
说到神话是他的道，是训词。
His words are precepts, are his way.
神的话是命令，神的话是一种判语，是一种典章。
Or his words are commandments and also ordinances.
神的话是真理。
Truth.
作诗人需要用许多词语来形容神的话。
So the psalmist uses so many words to describe the very oracle of God.
来描述神的话各方面的不同的意义和功用。
To depict the different meanings or functions of God's word.
神的话是非常丰富的。
So here we see God's word is tremendously rich.
词语才能把神话一些内容意把它多方面把它表明出来。
It requires so many words to fully manifest the content and the meaning of His word.
这个有福的人，他对神的话是非常喜爱、非常喜悦。
This blessed one simply loves God's word.
他能够从神的话里面得到喜乐。
From God's word, he obtains his joy.
就如一个人，若是你。有一件事情你是喜欢很喜欢去做。
It's just like you. If you love something so much, you won't just love to do it.
做那件事情的时候，你必然从那个做事里面得到一些快乐，得到一些喜乐。
So in your doing, you obtain all the joy and happiness.
你也是可以从你的做事里面得到一些满足。
So in your doing, you can also have your gratification.
119篇这个作者当他讲到神话的时候
So the psalmist of 119 when he speaks of God's word
看到他里面的喜乐
You can sense the joy within his heart
所以这个有福的人他原来意思就是一个快乐的人是一个喜乐的人
So the blessed in its original meaning is a happy one
所以诗篇119篇作者他在说我要在你的律法当中吃的
Therefore the psalmist in 119 says I will delight myselfIn your statutes,
我要在你的命令当中自乐。
I will delight myself in your commandments.
你的法度是我喜的。
Your testimonies are my joy.
他想要神话的时候，他读到神话的时候，他里面就非常喜乐。
Whenever he thinks of or reads God's word, there is joy within him.
我今天早上在默想的时候，讲到我们 中国人有一个古语说安贫乐道。
This morning, as I was meditating, I thought of a Chinese saying that means an idiom which means you're very content with your poverty and rejoice yourself in the truth.
这句话大概是出于《论语》还是怎么样？我不太。
It's from one of the Confucius classic saying.
什么是安贫乐道呢
？What does it mean？
就是说，当一个人他能够在贫困当中，他能够有安息。
It tells us that this person in his poverty has rest.
安息在那种不容易贫穷的环境里面。
He rests himself in such an adverse situation.
但是他在那却能乐道，从一些道里面呢得到一些喜乐。
But there he rejoices himself in the truth and obtains his joy.
我们看这是世人，他们好像也有个理想，要好像他可以处一种贫困的生活里面，但他可以想从某一种道理里面，从一个某一种哲理里面，他们得到一些喜乐。
So it tells us that the psalmist, even though in the midst of poverty and adversity, he's able draw out some truth from which that he has his joy.
我想我们基督徒更应该是活在这样光景里面。
Even the Chinese people have the similar saying.Christians should have more sense of this.
而且我们外面的环境物质不如别人。
Maybe outwardly our circumstance is worse off than others.
但是我们在其中却能够有安息。
But in the midst of all this, we should have rest.
因为有另外一种享受，一种喜乐是从神的道、神的话语而来。
Because we have another kind of enjoyment, another kind of happiness, which originates from God's word.
一个人是活在这样光景里面，我想那实在是一个喜乐的人，是一个有福的人。
So I believe if a person can live in such a state, he is a blessed one and he is a joyful one.
所以作诗的人一再说，他在神的话语里面，他得到喜乐，他是在那里知的。
So the psalmist keeps saying that he delights himself in the word of God and he has obtained all the joy.
为什么他从神的话里面能够得到喜乐呢？
Now why is it he can obtain all this joy from God's word?
因为他喜爱耶和华的话。
Because he delights in the word of God.
当我们更多渴慕神的话语的时候，自然而然我们读起神的话语的时候，我们就里面会享受，会永非常充满喜乐。
So brothers and sisters, if you have more longing for the word of God, it's very readily you will see, have this joy and this contentment from his word.
诗人他说你的言语在我上堂何等的甘甜，在我口中比蜜更甜。
So the psalmist says that how sweet is your word to my taste and how sweet are they sweeter than the honey to my mouth.
他从神的话里面觉得神的话何等的甘甜，何等的有味道，在这里他得到喜乐。
From God's word, he feels it so tasty, so sweet. Therefore comes his joy.
同样的经历也是在大卫身上。
And David has a similar experience.
大卫在诗篇十九篇在讲到神的律法的时候。
As David speaks of the law of God in Psalm 19.
他说神的律法比蜜甘甜，且比蜂皇下地的蜜更甘甜。
He says the law of God is sweeter than honey.Sweeter than the drippings of the honeycomb.
他读起神的话很有味道，很有感觉，很有享受，很有喜乐。
Well, when he studied God's word, the word is so tasty, and he gets all the sentiment from God's word.
为什么
他 enjoyed himself?
为什么他有这样经历呢？因为他喜爱耶和华。
And why does he have such an experience? Because he delights in the word.
当你喜欢一件事情的时候，你去做的时候，你会。
Just as I told you before, that if you like to do something in your doing, then you have all your joy.
为什么今天常常读神的话，好像没有这样的经历呢？
Why is it today when we come to read God's word, we don't have similar experience?
读神的话觉得好像很枯燥，很没有味道。
Instead, we feel that it's so dry, tasteless.
慢慢就不想读了呀。
And gradually, you don't like to read it anymore.
原来我们够喜爱耶和华的话。
It's all because we do not delight in the word of the Lord.
当我们去读神的话的时候，有一个渴慕的心，喜欢去读的时候，自然而然我们从里面就得到喜乐。
So we have to have this heart, love for God's word. So when come to study His word, and naturally you will have this joy, happiness from reading it.
当我说到我都是在世界上，我们做一件事情，你喜欢去做的话，你做起来一定会喜乐。
Just as I said that in this world, if you enjoy something, then when you do it, you know, you get your happiness, joy.
但是地上的事情，即使你从你的工作事情当中，你可以得到一种某一种程度喜乐。
In this worldly matters, yes, you do have certain degree of satisfaction from doing it. But after a while, you become bored.
因为想说停下来休息几天，不要在工作里面好像停顿一下，可以休息休息。
Now you want to have a break, stop for a few days, you know, to recover yourself from all this.
但是读神的话却完全不一样。
But studying God, reading God's words is totally different.
虽然读久一点，花时间久一点，我们觉得好像比较会困倦。
Although when you spend a lot of time in reading God's word, you might become weary.
但是我们不会觉得很厌烦，不想继续再读。
But we will not take offense at God's word, saying, "Oh, I don't want to read it anymore."
也许我们稍微停顿一下，休息一下，我们就回过头再读神的话。
Maybe we'll pause a little bit and come back to read God's word again.
因为的确，从神的话里面，的确可以有一种享受，一种喜乐在那里。
Because we have this enjoyment, and we have this joy from reading His word.
觉得非常甘甜，非常宝贵。
So sweet, so precious.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个有福的人。他对神的话的一种经历。
So beloved, this is the experience of the blessed one regarding reading God's word.
所以他在那边说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法的人，作为思想，这人变为有福。这实在是个有福的人。
So blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord and meditates on it day and night.
他不仅喜爱耶和华律法。
Not only does he delight himself in God's the Lord's word, but also he meditates on God's word day and night. Day and night doesn't mean that you don't rest, you don't sleep. Every minute you're thinking of God's word.
是说到我们实在时时刻刻一有机会一有时间，我们就想要多读。
But it does tell us that moment by moment, as long as you have this opportunity, you desire to study His word.
多思想神的话。
To muse on His word.
不管是我们用听的、用读的，或者用默想的。
Whether you hear God's word, you read God's words, or you contemplate on God's word.
每次想到神的话，里面就充满了喜乐。
Every time when we think of God's word, we are filled with this joy and sweetness.
所以诗篇119篇的作者他说，我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
Therefore, Psalm 119 says, how I love your law, its meditation is my delight day and night.
他终日不住的思想神的话。
All the day he meditates on God's word.
这神的话一直充满在他的心中。
He's filled with God's word.
所以当他一起笔要写诗的时候，
the moment he starts to write the song,
每一节他就想到神的话，
the psalmist thinks of God's word at every verse,
每一节他就提到神的话，
in every verse he mentions God's word,
就想到神的话是神的律例、神的典章、神的训示。
He speaks of God's word as God's law, God's statutes, God's ordinances,
是神的命令，是神的真理。
His truth and his precepts.
不仅他里面有喜乐。
Not only is there joy within him.
他的确是从神的话里面得到一些益处，得到一些帮助。
But also he obtains help and some good from God's word.
神的话是他的模式。
And God's word is a pattern which he follows.
所以119篇20节他说，你的法度是我喜乐，是我的模式。
Therefore Psalm 119 also says, your testimonies are my joy, my counselor.
突然他生活不是跟从那些恶人的计谋，不是那些恶人不是他的模式。
So all those wicked ones are not the mode, the pattern that he follows.
他的模式乃是神的话，乃是神的自己。
He simply follows the word of God and God himself.
是神的计划，神的筹划，神的智慧在他里面。
God's plan, His counsel, and also His way are all in His heart.
所以他显示说，你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌更有智慧。
Therefore, because of the commandments that's in me, you make me wiser than my enemies.
神的话使我们不中了仇敌的诡计。
So God's word will deliver us from the schemes of the enemy,
不落在网罗里面犯罪得罪神。
So that we will not fall into his snares and sin against God.
神的话是他的拯救。
And God's word is this blessed one's deliverance.
所以神的话也是成为他脚前灯路上的光。
Naturally, God's word is also the lamp to his feet and the light to his path.
他就不站在罪人的道路上。
Therefore, he does not stand in the path of the sinners.
他就不行走在这罪恶黑暗的世界里面。
Nor does he walk in this dark and sinful world.
是神的话在引导他走一条光明的道路。
It is God's word that leads him in this path of light.
他行事为人都不是照着罪人恶人的计谋去行。
He does not walk according to the counsel of the wicked or the sinner.
他也是不坐在那亵慢人的座位上。
Nor does he sit in the seat of the mockers.
说出许多亵慢神的话语。
Uttering all kinds of mockery.
因着神的话在他里面，他里面充满感谢赞美神的话语。
Because God's words fill him, therefore his heart is full of words of praises and thanksgiving.
因为整个神的话是他整个生活的一个准则。
Because the very word of God is the guidelines of his living.
所以诗篇119篇也被称为是说，被称为是生活最多经历的一篇诗。
Psalm 119 is also entitled the psalm filled most of the life experiences.
因为作诗人从生活各方面各种经历里面，神的话成为他生活的一个实际。
Because from different aspects of his life experiences, God's word had actually become the very reality of his living.
所以诗篇119篇就成为圣经中最长的一章。
Therefore, Psalm 119 is also the longest chapter in the book.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是要宝贵神的话语。
So, brother and sister, that we truly treasure God's word.
神的话若是我们常在默想、思想的时候，
If you often ponder, contemplate on God's word,
我们就能够真是成为一个有福的人。
Then we will truly become blessed people.
因为这一本神的话唯独是赐给神儿女们。
Because this God's word is only given to his children.
感谢神。
We thank God for this. 今天
我们常常可以来到神的话面前来思想，来领受他的教训。
Today we can always come before his presence to contemplate on his word and to receive his teaching.
所以当一个义人，一个有福的人，他在那喜爱耶和华的话，在那作业思想神话的时候。
So when a blessed one, a righteous one, delights himself in the word of God and day and night meditates on it.
第三节就告诉我们说
Verse 3 tells us,
他就要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He shall be like a tree planted by the river's water.
这一棵是结果子的树。
This tree is is the one who bears fruit.
我想树呢，果子和它叶子呢，都是表明一个人属于生命的一个表现。
The leaves and the fruits of the tree all represent the manifestation of this person's life.
旧约神常常用葡萄树、无花果树、橄榄树来代表以色列百姓。
So in Old Testament, we often see God uses a vine, an olive tree, a fig tree to represent his people.
神在这棵树上他有一个期待。
And toward this tree, God has some expectation.
他盼望这棵树能够结出那个公义的果子出来。
He's looking for the fruit of righteousness.
结果他们所结出来是个暴虐。
Instead, Israelites bear fruit of oppression.
神期待这棵树结出来是个公义的果子。
God is looking for the fruit of justice.
但是他们所结出来却是怨声。
Instead, the tree bears the cry of distress.
因为他们当中没有公义，只有一些怨声。
Because there is no righteousness in the midst of the people, only this cry of injustice.
这一棵栽在溪水旁的树，它叶子也是不枯干的。
And the tree planted by the streams of water, whose leaves also shall not wither.
那就是说，一直常青的。
It's evergreen.
为什么它能够有这样生活表现呢？
Why is a person can manifest in such a way in his life?
因为它是栽在溪水旁。
It's all because he's planted by the river.
因着他在昼夜思想。他在那里就记了神的话，连以主自己。
And also because he meditates in God's word day and night, so through God's word, he's united with his God.
主就是那生命的活水，生命的泉源。
So the Lord is living water of life, and also the very well spring of it.
他在这里，在那里一直得到主生命活水的供应。
There, he continues to receive the provision of the living water.
他是栽在那里，是固定的在那里。
He is planted there, he is secured there.
就像个盆栽，盆栽是人拿一桶水来把你浇灌下。
It's not like a potted plant, you have to water it.
人若不是过几天没有跟你浇点水，恐怕慢慢叶子就枯干了。
If for a few days you do not water it, the leaves would probably become droopy.
但是这一棵树，这个义人，这个有福的人。
But this righteous one, the blessed person,
他是栽种在那里。
Is planted there.
他是时时刻刻不敢离开神的话。
Moment by moment, he would not dare to depart from God's word.
主耶稣生命活水在他里面一直来供应他的需要。
So Lord Jesus, the living water continues to supply his needs.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见神的话不仅叫我们得到一些教训。
So brothers and sisters, we not only receive teachings from God's word.
不仅神的话叫我们得到一些属灵生命的供应而已。
We not only receive spiritual provision.
或者说借神的话，我们能明白一点神的心意。
Or just understand some of God's will.
那是借神的话，我们连以主自己。
But through His word, we are united with Him.
因此我们在地上生活，外面所显出来的光景就不一样。
And because of this, as we live in the world, you will manifest yourself in such a different way.
所以我们看见一棵树，它之所以能够长得好，它能够结果子结得好。
So here we see, for a tree to be able to be fruitful and grows well,
水就很重要。
The water is extremely vital.
我想这一棵树不仅不能长得好，最后慢慢可能慢慢就枯死掉了。
Without the water, I believe not only would the tree not grow well, but eventually it will wither to the point of death.
因为它没有水，所以它不能够有正常的一个成长。
Because it has no water, so it could not have this normal growth.
所以弟兄姊妹，同样我们基础属灵生命也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, likewise, this is exactly how our spiritual life will be.
我们盼望我们属灵生活能够有正常，能够生命能够成长的。
If you want to have a normal spiritual life in its normal growth,
我们必须要喜爱耶和华的律法。
Let's all love, desire the word of the Lord.
我们需要常常来到神话语面前。
Constantly come before the presence of His word.
借着他的话，我们和主连在一起。
So through His word, we are united with our Lord Himself.
就像主耶稣所说的，枝子一直在葡萄树上。
Just as the Lord Jesus says, the branches should always be in the vine.
它就能够结果子出来。
Therefore, the branch will bear much fruit.
所以在这里讲到这一棵树，因着它栽在溪水旁。
Now, because of this tree is planted by the river,
它就按时候结果子。
So, in due seasons, it bears fruit.
所以我们知道一个人种一棵果树，他目的就是要这一棵果树能够结出果子来。
We know when a person plants a fruit tree, all of his purpose is to wait for the fruits.
并且是结一个好的果子出来。
Pleasant fruits.
感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
当一个人活在主话语的面前的时候。
Because when a person does live in the presence of the word of the Lord.
他就按时候就是按着季节，它就可以结出果子来。
He will bear fruits in due seasons.
我们知道，启示录末了一章讲到主，他是那个生命的水，他也是那生命的树。
And we know that in the last chapter of Revelation, our Lord is the tree of life. He is also the river of the water of life.
主这棵生命树，它是结十二样的果子，它是每个叶都在结果子。
Our Lord, the tree of life, bears 12 fruits each month. Bears fruits year round.
所以我们看到主耶稣，他是生命是何等丰富。
So we could see how abundant our Lord Jesus' life is.
他随时每个叶都可以供应人，满足人的需要。
At any time, he could provide for people's needs.
而这一棵树
，But this.Tree in Psalm 1.
Although
his life is not as rich as our Lord Jesus Christ, who bears fruit every month. Now, because he is planted by the river's water, by the living water, so in its season, he still brings forth its fruit.
那最起码就是说春夏秋冬每三个月一季的话它都还是会结果子
So at least quarterly in every season spring, summer, fall, winter, he would bring forth fruits
让地上没有一个果实它是每个季节都是结果子
I don't think there is any fruit tree can do such a thing
有的果树可能就春天结然后有的可能是秋天结果子
Well, some fruit trees bear fruits during the summer, spring, others fall.
但是感谢神，在这里有棵树，它是个特别的树。
But we thank God that there is such a unique tree here.
它却能够每个季节都在结果子。
In every season, it brings forth its fruit.
当春天来的时候
，When the spring comes，
那实在是个美好的一个环境，一个气候。
In such a wonderful, pleasant environment.
这是每一个人都喜欢的气候。
And this is the kind of environment everybody loves.
好像在我们基督徒生活里面，好像会有这样的经历。
It seems that in our Christian life, we have similar experiences.
好像外面也是蛮顺利的。
Like everything outwardly goes smoothly.
看起来好像都非常美好的。
Everything is pleasant to your eyes.
自然而然，好像在这个环境里面，我们也多少会结出一些感谢的果子出来。
So very readily, we also bring forth some fruits of thanksgiving.
我们常常会有赞美的声音发出来。
We often utter the voice of thanks.
但是春天总是会过去的。
But the spring is.Well, sure, pass.
所以我们有首诗歌，他说：“神没有应许天色常蓝，鸟语花香。”
So one of our hymns says that God does not promise the sky to be blue all the times, and the birds chirping all the times, or the flower diffuses fragrance all the time.
虽然我们的经历里面的确有春天的时刻
Yes, in our experiences, we do have the time of spring.
但常常我们是来到夏天
But often we would come to summer.
夏天是个炎热一个气候
Summer has this sweltering heat.
圣经讲到夏天是一个思念人一个艰难的一个环境
The Bible speaks of the summer as the time, circumstances of trials.
但是这一棵树，即使炎夏来到的时候，它仍然结果子。
But this tree, even when the summer comes, still bears fruit.
耶利米书十七章那里也同样告诉我们。
Just as Jeremiah 17 tells us.
因为什么这一棵树，它在炎夏的时候，它仍然能够结果子？叶子也不枯干呢。
Why is this tree in the hot summer still brings forth fruits and whose leaves do not wither?
先知耶利米说，因为他依靠耶和华，像树栽在溪水旁，扎根在水旁。
Because the prophet tells us that blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord.And he spreads out its roots by the water.
炎热来了，他也不惧怕，仍然清脆，干旱之年，他毫无挂虑。
So when the heat comes, he is not afraid. His leaves are green. In the year of drought, he is not anxious, and he continues, never ceases to bring out fruits.
结果是不止。
The fruits continues to grow.
因为他遇到干旱之年，遇到炎热的时候，他在那投靠耶和华。
Because in the year of drought, he simply takes refuges in God.
因为他遇到难处的时候，他能够来到神的翅膀底下，得到他的荫庇。
When he encounters difficulty, he simply runs under the shelter of God's wing.
诗人没有叫他跌倒。
So the trial never stumble him.
许多难处没有让他灰心丧胆。
Hardship never make him despair and lose heart.
因为他是栽在溪水旁。
Because he's planted by the streams of river, water.
他从神的话里面得到鼓励，得到安慰。
So from God's word, he always receives help and consolance.
因为他知道这些遭遇都是为他有益处的。
Because he understands all these encounters are for his good.
所以诗篇一百一十九篇，他有句话，他说：“受苦与我有益。”
Therefore, Psalm 119, we also read that.Suffering is good for me.
要叫我学习你的律法。
So that I can learn your statutes.
所以当一个人来到夏天，来到炎热室内的时候。
So when a person comes to a summer in the time of trials.
他知道要来依靠神自己。
He knows that he has to trust in the Lord himself.
所以自然而然在环境里面，他仍然照样可以结果子。
So very naturally, in that kind of adverse environment, he still bears fruit. There he learned the lesson of perseverance. There he learns the lesson of faith. And he's waiting patiently for the passing of the days. Because in the midst of all this, God, he knows God never departs from him. And sometimes we also come to the time of fall. When the autumn comes, all the leaves start falling off. And we feel this is such a desolate, bleary time.Such a distressing time.
当秋天来的时候，有时候风稍微大一点。
When the autumn comes, sometimes if the wind is gusty,
枝子就掉下来了。
Even the branches came off.
甚至树都倒下来了。
Even the trees would topple.
这说明当我们遇到这样属灵环境的时候。
It tells us that when we encounter a spiritual environment such as this,
看见地上教会好像是落在那个秋天的光景底下。
When we see all the churches in the world seem to be in the time of fall, in the
但是好像非常荒凉，非常萧条。
So bleak and so bleary.
没有什么叫人有得到鼓舞的事情。
And so dreary that there's nothing encouraging.
但是这一棵树，这个义人，这个有福的人。
But the tree, the blessed one, the righteous one.
他仍然照样结果子。
Continues to bear fruit.
他知道这也是一种试炼。
Because he understands this is another form of trials.
他没有因着这样荒凉的属灵环境，他而咱们灰心而跌倒。
He's not losing heart or becomes despaired because of the desolate, because of the bleak spiritual environment.
他仍然能够从神的话里面得到帮助。
So continually he received help from God's word, so he could stand.
感谢神。
So thank God for this.
有时候我们也许会遇到更严冬。
And sometimes we also encounter this rigid winter.
比秋天更不好的一个环境临到。
It's far worse than the fall.
整个环境好像是非常冰冻、非常凉的、非常冷的一个环境。
You just sense this cold and frozen environment.
就像岩洞一样，好像我们人都不太愿意出去。
As the rigid, desperately cold winter time.
我们看见整个属灵环境好像对神是那么冷漠、冷淡。
So in terms of your spiritual environment, it seems everyone is so.Aloof and cold to God.
好像没有看见一点火热的心在神的百姓当中。
There is no fervency among God's children.
在这样环境里面，好像人都不愿动，什么都不动。
And in an environment such as this, it seems that nobody wants to move.
好像也不愿出去什么，好去追求，好像好去更多认识主。
Nobody wants to pursue to know the Lord more zealously. It seems this is so comfortable simply to stay in your house. But this blessed one, even in this rigid winter, such an adverse environment, still brings forth its fruit.And in its season, because he's planted by the streams of water.
即使众人都离开主而去,
even though all people have departed from the Lord, he continues to rest in the Lord.
他继续忍耐的一个功课,
he continues to learn the lesson of waiting, perseverance. Because he continues to receive all the help from God's Word. God's Word kindles him, so he will be zealous to the Lord.
感谢神,
we thank the Lord, such a blessed person is he.
人在台湾年轻的时候,
when I was in Taiwan, when I was young, sometimes I heard elder brothers talk about the spiritual conditions then.
那弟兄姊妹渴慕督主的话, 向着主, 那火热的心,
the fervency they have toward the Lord and how they love to study God's Word. Oh, I truly admire that previous conditions they had. Because that the environment that they were in is so contrast to what they actually carried out themselves.
那时候在想说,
and sometimes I thought, oh, wouldn't that be wonderful if I lived in those days?
所以有时候跟那些属灵同伴说,
sometimes I told my spiritual companions that we simply do not live in the right time.
感谢神,
but we thank God, even in this extremely rigid weather, we hear, we witness all these blessed people,
这些敬畏神的人,
these people who fear God,
他们仍然持守在神面前,
they continue to hold fast to Him. Continually, they have this fervent heart toward Him. They are never impacted by all this. The environment will never change their heart toward God. It's all because they are planted by the river.
Because
all their provision is not from man, but from God. So even in such a trying environment, they continue to bear fruit in its season. And their leaves do not wither. They are evergreen and they are full of spirit, full of vigor.
并且他说, 凡他所做,
and also whatever he does shall prosper.
这里说,这里进多顺利不是说,好像每件事情他都非常通达,非常顺利,
it doesn't mean he does not encounter difficulties. Everything is a breeze.
那是说他所做的非常宽广,
it tells us that God has given him this broad way.
他没有因着不好的环境而受困,
he is not caged in because of this, all these adversities.
As though
he is being shut in such a trying environment, he could not move at all.
他非常宽广,
instead, within him, there's such a broad way. He has ways to come out. Just as Apostle Paul, even when he is imprisoned in the Roman jail, when he's writing the Philippians, he's filled with joy. Encourages to the Philippians that be joyful like me.
没有因着煎熬,
he is not being restrained because of such a small cell he is in.
他因着他是种在溪水旁,
and this is because he is planted by the river of water.
他充满了喜乐,
filled with this joy.
正如那个前连长的弟兄, 你弟兄他被关在监狱的时候,
just as Brother Watchman Nee, the elder brother, when he is thrown into the prison,
所以他写信给他姐姐说,
toward the end, when he wrote a letter to his sister,
他说虽然身体那个老毛病又花了,
even though my ailment comes back to me again.
但他说他还能维持这喜乐。
However, I'm able to keep my joy.
因为他是种在溪水吧。
Because brother Ni is planted by the river of water.
他喜乐是从神而来。
His joy comes from God.
他盼望是在乎神那里。
In God is his hope.
感谢神，这样一个在种在溪水旁的人，他是凡他所做尽都顺利。
We thank God that such a person, if he's planted by the river's water, whatever he does, he prospers.
他永远有路可走。
He's always find a way out.
并且他一直走在主的道路上。
And he continue to walk in the way of the Lord.
这是一个有福的人，这是一个称义的人生活上的一个表现。
So this is the manifestation of a person who.Whose life is in such a way, such a blessed and justified one.
第四节就讲说，恶人并不是这样。
Now verse 4, the wicked are not so.
原文里面还有一个意思就是，恶人并不是这样，并不是这样。
It tells us, it emphasizes that the wicked are not so.
一个不信的人，他却不像这个有福的人。
An unbeliever is definitely not like the blessed one.
栽种在溪水旁，他是连于主自己。
Because the blessed one is planted by the river waters and is united with the Lord himself.
这个不信的人，他是像糠皮被风吹散。
Instead, the unbeliever is like the chaff driven by the wind.
糠皮说到一个没有生命的人。
Chaff tells us this person has no life within.
像麦子。是有生命的。
It's not like wheat that has life within.
所以这个有福的人也是一个生，又像一个麦子一样。
So the blessed one is also like wheat.
因为主耶稣说，因麦子若不落地死掉，就不能结出许多实来。
Because the Lord says, unless the wheat falls into the ground and dies and cannot bear much fruit.
因为主耶稣这一颗麦子。
And because the wheat that is our Lord Jesus died. He bears much fruit, bears much grain. That's all of us who are saved by grace. We are people with God's life within. Not so with the wicked. These are unbelievers. They do nothave life. They are like chaff. It's just an empty husk.
风一来就把他们吹散了。
As the wind comes by, then they're blown away.
就消失无踪了，他们就归于无有了。
Disappear without any trace, they become nothing.
不像麦子。
Not like wheat.
里面有生命。
There is life within the wheat.
并且他们还要结出许多生命的果子出来。
And also they could bear many fruits of life.
所以诗篇讲到这些恶人不信的人。形容他们是什么呢?
So when the psalmist describes all these wicked, the unbelievers,
不管是下流人，他们都是虚空的。
They say that whether they are men of low degree,
上流人也是虚空的。
They are only vanity, the men of rank, they're a lie.
今天地上的人，不管你是上流人，是下流人，你只要是一个恶人，是一个不信主的人。
So in this world, regardless of your rank, low degree or high degree, as long as you're wicked, you're an unbeliver.
天平上加起来，一共都比风还轻。
And some says,
比空气还轻。
If you put them in the balances, they all go up and lighter than the breath.
虚空的虚空。
Vanity of vanity.
并且有一天，他们用火不灭火把它焚烧掉。
And one day they will be burned by the unquenchable fire.
所以当有一天审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。
Therefore, in the time of judgment, the wicked shall not stand.
一个不信的人有一天。审判临到的时候，他们在神面前是站立不住的。
One day when the judgment comes, the unbeliever shall never be able to stand.
他们面对这公义的神，他们恐惧战惊。
Because facing this righteous God, they tremble, they fear.
并且他们在义人的会中也是如此。
And also, they will face the same fate in the congregation of the righteous.
义人的会中有神的同在在那里。
Because in the congregation of the righteous is, there is the presence of God.
神显在义人会中的时候，罪人在那里，他也站立不住。
When God appears in the midst of the congregation of the righteous, the a wicked cannot stand.
为什么义人可以站立得住呢？在神面前站立得住呢？
Then in contrast, why is the righteous are able to stand?
不是他们，因为他们身上有基督的宝血遮蔽。
Because any good they have,but because they have the covering of the precious blood of the Lord.
他们能够侍立在神面前，不是他们，乃是神恩典临到他们身上。
They are able to stand before the Lord. It's not because of themselves, but because of the grace from God.
但是义人有一天站在审判台前的时候，
when the righteous one day stand before the judgment seat,
他们站立不住，他们没有地方可逃。
The wicked one day when they stand before a judgment seat.They will stumble, and there is no way of escape for them either. But thank God.
义人和罪恶人最终的结局是完全不一样的。
So here we see the total, a stark contrast of the outcome of the righteous versus the wicked.
耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Last verse, the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish.
感谢神，这个义人伸手称义的一个有福的人。
Thank God, the righteous is the blessed one.
神知道他们的道路。
Because God knows their way.
因为他们是走在这一条永生的道路上。
Because they walk in this everlasting way.
他们是走在这一条有福的道路上。
They walk in this blessed way.
有一天，这条道路要把他们带到神的面前。
One day this way will lead them all the way to the presence of God.
要把他们带到将来永远国度里面。
Lead them into the everlasting kingdom.
但是恶人的道路。
But not so with the way of the wicked.
却必灭亡。
They shall perish.
因为他是走在这条罪人的道路上。
Because they walk in this way of sinners.
他是走在这条死亡的道路上。
This way of death.
奔向死亡。
And running headlong towards perdition, toward destruction.
这是他们最终的崛起。
And this is their final outcome.
感谢神，诗篇第一篇就让我们可以看见。
So we give thanks to God in Psalm 1, we could see
看见一幅非常清楚的图画。
A very clear picture.
一个蒙恩被神所称义的人。
A person who has received God's grace, justified, truly is a blessed one because they live a joyful, sanctified life. It is God who leads them in this way of life. And the manifestation of their life in this world is such a pleasant one.
他们在那彰显着自己丰盛的生命。
There they display, they themselves display the rich life of our Lord Jesus.
他们见证神的自己。
To testify of God Himself.
而恶人最终的崛起。
But the final outcome of the wicked.
因着他们是恶人不信，因着他们没有生命。
Is because they do not believe, because they do not have life.
他们是却走在这一条死亡的道路上。
Their outcome is to walk in this way of death.
最终进到灭亡里面。
In the end, into perdition.
最终他们落在永远不灭的火里面。
In the end, they would walk right into the unquenchable fire.
所以诗篇第一篇就让我们可以看见，我们今天所选择的路是怎样的路。
So in Psalm 1, we could see.There is a choice facing us. What kind of way you want to choose?
我们要成为怎样的人？
What kind of people you want to become?
人在那里有一个选择。
Right here, you have a choice to make.
我们若是选择能够成为义人，是神所称义的人，成为蒙福的人。
If you want to, if you choose to become the righteous, the blessed ones, the justified ones,
我们在地上所过生活就能够得到神的喜悦。
Then you would live a life pleasing to God.
一个人若是不信，仍然选择做一个恶人，一个不敬虔的人。
If you do not believe God and continue to be sinners and to be ungodly,
诗篇第一篇也让我们看得很清楚。
And someone also shows us so clearly.
他们最终是灭亡的。
In the end, your final result is simply destruction.
感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
是一个义人。
Not only are we righteous ones.
我们不只是一个承受许多祝福的人。
Not only are we who have received so many blessings.
我们生活应该是像这里所说的，是按喜爱耶和华律法的人。
But also we should live in such a way that we delight ourselves in the law of God.
我们在那 昼夜思想神的话语。
Day and night we meditate on His word.
我们就像这棵树栽在溪水旁。
Then we'll be like the tree planted by the streams of water.
按时结果子，叶子不枯干。
And in season we will bring forth the fruits, and our leaves will never wither.
凡他所做，尽都顺利。
Then whatever we do, we'll prosper.
我们感谢神。
So let's give thanks to our God.
巴不得借这首诗歌，我们彼此的勉励，我们更多好好来。
If only this hymn could encourage us mutually so that together we will pursue after His word. So our spiritual life will grow normally. We will witness this normal spiritual growth in our life. So in, and also in due seasons we shall bear fruit.
叶子不枯干，我们属于生命常常是生有生气有活泼的。
Our leaves will not wither, so our spiritual life is always spirited, vigorous.
我们的确是走在义人的道路上。
And indeed, we all walk in this way of the righteous.
就是恩待他自己话。
May the Lord be gracious to His own word.
请弟兄带我们做主持祷。
Brother, would you please conclude the message with a prayer?
Bow our heads for a word of prayer.
请我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for sharing with us this word of encouragement.
父啊，我们感谢你跟我们说那些劝勉的话语。
We pray that we ourselves would also be drawn more to reading and studying your word.
我们跟你更亲更近，更多的读你的话语。
And that we would truly be brought up closer to you through the word you have given to us.
我们藉着读你的话语，我们能跟你更亲更近。
Lord, and we truly thank you that you have provided this word for the teaching of the saints.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们更多的读你的话语。
Once again, we thank you for all you have given to us.
我们感谢你所赐给我们的一切。
In His name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贝的名祈求。
Let's turn now to the book.